Hello, my name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand episode of Media Fae. Today I am joined by Dragon. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you, man?
I'm good. So, today is, I would consider it to be a very special episode because we have finally finishing off with Marvel Phase 4.
Took a while.
Final installment in Phase 4, yeah? Which is the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special, which technically Marvel doesn't really consider it the final installment. They mostly consider it like an epilogue, but for simplicity's sake, let's call it the final installment.
So, yeah, I think that'd be the best choice.
Yeah, it's the final installment of Phase 4. It is the last Disney Plus project in Phase 4. It is the last released special presentation from Marvel. So it's the first and last for a lot of things. Yeah, it's very interesting, and it's also the shortest MCU project as of late, not counting the one shots, which I think one of them is like 2 minutes long. But yeah, not counting the one shots, it is the shortest MCU project. I'm gonna say post Infinity War. Let's just say post Infinity Saga in general. So yeah. I don't know if there's anything to say, but let's begin. So, what did it bring? What do you think about it? What do we think about it? Well, I don't know. I did rewatch it somewhat recently. And I think I got like the same experience as I did the first time watching it. Honestly, it's pretty funny. Like it has the charm of Guardians. It's just mostly set on Earth.
Honestly, for like a filler thing type of thing, I find it really funny because just. We have the funny of Drax taking everything too literally, and then we have man.
Yeah. Did you say anything else you kind of caught off with? Hello? Dragon? I don't know, your mic is turned off or anything. Oh, there you are.
Did it turn better? Is that better?
Yeah, did your mic turn off or something?
Yeah, my microphone must have turned off then. But okay, yeah, like I was saying, I was speaking about like Drax's like taking everything too seriously type of thing.
Yeah.
And then we have Mantis, who has no idea what she's doing overall with anything. We got Quill, who is what, like the main theme guy here. Like they're giving presents to him, so yeah, it's honestly I find that all really funny. And then we have the main man himself, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
who also participated in this.
The joke from back all the way back in Guardians 1 kind of comes into fruition here with Kevin Bacon being in this one. And something interesting that happens in this one is the fact that in the shot where Drax and Mantis are going around and finding different actors to find Kevin Bacon, there are a bunch of actors there that are like They're the real actors. Like, I want to see if they come into the MCU and how, I don't know, Drax and Mantis might react, because it's implied that Drax and Mantis did visit those people. So I think it'd be... I think it'd be really funny. I think The Rock was... No, John Cena was one of them. I want to see, like, if John Cena is in the MCU at whatever point.
I mean... honestly, I would find that... Honestly, sometimes pretty hard to believe due to the fact that they... Drax is getting a credit from the... the actor is giving up on the role. But honestly, like, lore wise and all that, I find that a possibility, like, that might happen in the actual movies, yeah. And all that.
I know that we no Mantis. Yeah, most of the Guardians went away. Most of the old Guardians, the correct Rocket. That's more for discussion of Guardians 3. I could see it. I kind of want to see how they, if they're gonna explore that at any point. I don't think they will, but I don't know. Just kind of a fun thing to think about. But yeah, other things. I feel like I like the fact that there's no villain in this. Technically, the villain is Drax and Mantis. But there's no real villain in this one, which is something fresh. You know, it does its job well, being like a feel good story, I guess. Like not trying to be super important. You know. Are you still there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, your mic. I think your mic turned off.
Yeah, the microphone anyway. Is turning off for some reason. Anyways, like I was saying, we do find out that at the end, Mantis never told Quill that he was her sister. So honestly, I find that.
Yeah.
Aren't that really cool?
I remember it's something that does come up in Guardians 3. It's not really that explored. But when that comes up in Guardians 3, I think interestingly enough, there was in Guardians 2, there was a scene, I got deleted scene that we saw Mantis' mother with Ego.
Really?
And yeah, that was a deleted scene. That was deleted. But it was always in the cards. It was always there for, like, Mantis to be Peter's, Quill's half-sister. It was never, like, something that would come out of nowhere, you know?
Well, probably it was never fully explored, so...
Yeah, I mean, it was never... Anyways, it wasn't fully explored anyways. But it's something that was mentioned, and it's something that here is not really, it's mostly really important, but it was mentioned there. It's something that's big, I guess, in this one. It's mostly big here. But again, I like it. I guess the short film, special presentation, I'm gonna call it short film. That's what it is. Doesn't try to be like super important. You know, it's something that I can get behind. I don't think everything needs to be super important. In the grand scheme of things, some things just need to be done for fun.
Yeah, definitely. It just gets rid of the entire like hero business and just throws in a fun moment for the family.
That's something that is important in Guardians, and it's obviously the whole the Christmas special thing is very on brand with Guardians. It's Christmas. Most people celebrate Christmas with spending time with their families and all that. That's what Christmas means to most people, I would guess. It's what Christmas means to most people, so it fits, because the Guardians are mostly have the whole family aspect, and that's something that fits with the Guardians, and it's something that's even more emphasized with the whole Quill, Mantis's Quill sister, and it's refreshing to see this, and I don't know how I'll feel the next time around. It's very different from World by Night, in the sense that I'm gonna go into spoilers, especially into how they can use short films in general to create, I think, cool stories. This is definitely used for just creating something that's not as high budget. I mean, the CGI here is pretty good, but that's mostly because I'm guessing they said that this was done during the filming of Guardians 3. So I'm guessing the CGI is really good because they have the same team as Guardians 3 working on this special at the same time as Guardians 3. And this was taking, I think this was taken most, this took a chunk of the budget. So not like a big chunk, but like a chunk that was for Guardians 3. So they just used it for this, which, I mean, this couldn't have cost much money. It doesn't look like it cost much money. The biggest CGI thing is the ship. I think your mic is turned off again.
Oh my god, this microphone sucks. Honestly, I find it funny. I find it hilarious that the highest amount of CGI seen throughout the entire movie is this ship when they're arriving on Earth.
Yeah, and honestly, it doesn't look bad. The CGI doesn't look bad, and that's something that, is almost never seen in the shows, especially around this time, because 2022 in general for Marvel, there were 9 projects in 2022. This is the 9th one. I'm pretty sure, there were 9 projects in 2022 for Phase 4. And that means that a lot of the budget was kind of split amongst everything. So that's why She-Hulk looks so bad. And I know Pancakes isn't listening to this, but Pancakes
is wrong.
Yes, fucking She-Hulk is not S tier. You are wrong.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real with you. I kind of agree with you. She-Hulk was not really the best film overall.
It wasn't the best anything. You are dead wrong. You agreed in the episode we made of She-Hulk. You agreed with me and everything that everything was bad. You only gave it. I'm talking to Pancakes here. You only gave it S tier because you saw She-Hulk twerking with Megan Thee Stallion. That is not a valid reason. I don't care what you say. Anyways. Side rant over against Pancakes. So moving on, we have the CGI doesn't look that bad, and mostly because they took the budget out of Guardians 3, which honestly, Guardians 3 has the best CGI out of all the films that's released up to now, so yeah.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah. You know, I was going on how like the CG, like the, how they can use short films. Because World by Night and this one, Holly Special, are very interesting ways to do it. They're both, I guess, seasonal specials. Like there's World by Night is the Halloween special, but it still tells a story, introduces a character. That's a fun fact. Mm-hmm. World by Night, today is coming out October 20th. It's the same day Spider-Man 2 is coming out, which actually technically comes out in 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it comes out 12 p.m. No, 12 a.m., not 12 p.m. 12 a.m. on the dot. I'm playing Cyberpunk on the PlayStation right now. I have Marvel Spider-Man preloaded. It says 2 hours and 56 minutes right now. So, yeah. Tomorrow for us, today for everyone else. World by Night is getting a color version because the original film was in black and white. So it's getting a colored version. Just pointing it out there. They are reusing the holiday special for the seasonal special, which is sad because I really want to see Mephisto. Because fun fact, I'm gonna get to that. Hold on. I'll get to why I mentioned Mephisto later, not because it's related to Guardians at all. Yeah. Like they can use this to one, make these fun short films which don't take up much of the budget, and two, use it to introduce characters that one, you cannot make a full movie off, and two, you can't make a full series off.
Right.
These like 40, 50 minute specials. Like this, like Guardians special is what? The same length, like shorter than an episode of like Loki or Night.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but it's fun fact, it is longer than like the last like three episodes, the last half of Secret Invasion. Have you watched Secret Invasion?
Have I watched Secret Invasion? No, I have not.
Don't. I've already warned Trevi of this. Do not watch Secret Invasion.
Why? What's wrong? Oh, what's wrong with that?
Do you want to know why it's so bad? Specifically, the ending. The whole series is bad because the whole series is boring as fuck. The villain is stupid as hell. Okay.
Who is the so-called villain?
His name is Grab. Okay, go Grab. I'm gonna make an episode on Secret Invasion, but I gotta emphasize. It's like the Eternals for me, right? I hate Eternals with all my life. As a Marvel product, they're obviously worse films. But like, Secret Invasion is the Eternals of the TV shows. So it's boring, like Eternals. It's boring. There are good things in Secret Invasion. However, the villain is stupid because he just like trusts people. He says that, oh, we have waited too long to, like, because he says that the Skrulls have waited too long for them to be accepted into reality. So what does he do? Instead of, I don't know, maybe talking it out. He's probably waited long enough. I don't know if talking it out is the thing. Instead of talking it out, he's going to start World War III. Are you kidding me?
Is he committing... Are Skrulls taking over the Ukrainian war and making it into a higher scale? Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe, but they say this is in 2026, which is way after what's happening right now. So, in the show, this Skrull wants to create World War III, and he starts by bombing Russia and blames in the Americans. And then when the Americans are like, okay, we're gonna, it wasn't us. Russia doesn't believe them. So when the President of the United States goes to Russia to personally speak with like the Russian Prime Minister, he gets bombed by the Skrulls. He can not get bombed, but he gets attacked by the Skrulls, and then the Skrulls, which have infiltrated both governments at this point, blame the American government on Russia. So now there's this whole conflict, and now we have to stop it from completely destroying it. Fun fact, Rhodey is the one who tells the president that it was the Russians. You want to know why? Because Rhodey's a Skrull, and he's been a Skrull since Civil War.
You're fucking.
I'm not kidding. That's what's implied. Since
that far back? How?
In your timeline, he's been a Skrull for a decade. Do you know what the worst part is? I've come this reference for two episodes right now. For the last two episodes of Phase 4, I gotta talk about this. Like, continuation, goddammit. I know. I gotta warn people about this. It is my duty as the one person on this entire podcast that has watched this awful, awful show. So Rhodey has been a Skrull for 10 years at this point, probably. I don't believe so. I think it's stupid. Because that means that Rhodey fought against Thanos when Thanos would have obliterated the humans, and it would have obliterated the humans mm-hmm. and would have saved the Skrulls so much trouble. But yeah, and then Rhodey still goes to Tony's funeral. Like, Skrull Rhodey goes to Tony's funeral.
You gotta pay respect, even if he wasn't your friend.
I guess keep up the facade? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, the best option is that Rhodey has been a Skrull since Endgame. Or at least, not like after Endgame, or at least after Falcon and Winter Soldier, because in Falcon and Winter Soldier, if you look closely at his legs, he has like the braces on, but it's under the legs, but the lights are still there. So at least, after Falcon and Winter Soldier, because it's a 2-year gap between Falcon and Winter Soldier and Secret Invasion, but not Civil War.
Yeah, I don't believe it's that far back due to the fact that it just doesn't sound that plausible. Well, at least to me. I don't see the point.
Okay. The ending is the worst ending of all time. Okay. So, it ends with a character, I think her name was... it's the daughter of Talos, which is the Skrull, like, not ruler, but sorry, the Skrull leader. So she becomes a Super Skrull, like Gravik. Gravik also becomes a Super Skrull. And she is given the powers of every hero that battled in the Battle of Earth from Endgame.
What?
She's given. Because after Endgame, they went back and collected all the DNA that was spilled, like all the blood of the DNA that was spilled in the Battle of Earth of everybody. Yeah. Yeah. And so then Nick Fury has to give... I'm not even talking about Nick Fury. Nick Fury, okay. Nick Fury doesn't do anything. He's goddamn sure. Nick Fury has to give it to Gravik, because if Gravik doesn't, if he doesn't give it to him, he'll start World War III. He'll kill the president, I'm pretty sure. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
So Gravik gets it, but when Nick Fury gave it to him, it actually wasn't Nick Fury. It was Taylor's daughter. Taylor's daughter now has the power of every single Avenger. Except like Iron Man, Hawkeye, Like, all the non-powered ones, of course.
You mean all the non-skill ones? The ones that don't require actual skill?
I mean, she only uses... Drax. Like, she has Drax DNA. So, it's like... Everyone who doesn't everyone who doesn't have, superpowers, she won't use, I guess. Or, like, super abilities. But, like, yeah, like that. Also, they got the DNA of the wizard guy, Corvus, Ebony Maw. Yeah, he was like the wizard. He was like the magic guy in Thanos' Black Order. He looked like Voldemort.
Oh, the guy that got called Squidward.
Yeah. So, Gravik uses his powers, but it's magic, and magic isn't DNA. Is he stupid? Are these writers stupid? Is he stupid?
Nah, don't worry about it.
No. I have to worry about it. It's my job to worry about it because this breaks so much continuity. But anyways, so at the end, so now the Tails' daughter has all the powers of every Avenger, including Captain Marvel. So like Infinity Stone powers. And then she goes away. Like she just like, oh, now I'm working with this organization. Like what? And then Nick Fury, and then we learn at the last 10 minutes of the show that now that Skrulls are taking people's jobs, there are people who actively kill Skrulls and innocent Skrulls. And the next scene is Nick Fury and his Skrull wife going to space to fix the issue that's happening on Earth. And then it ends. And there, I saved you, 3 hours of Secret Invasion? I hated my every fiber of my being watching that goddamn ending. I think your mic is turned off, but I'm gonna take the silence as being like you're like processing what the hell's
going on. No, I am like gently processing this entire ordeal. Like I'm being dead serious. Like what the hell did I listen to?
It sounds like fan fiction.
It does sound like a fanfic. It sounds like one of those like fanfic writers just got too much money. made an entire like 3-hour movie.
I made this comparison everywhere. To me, it sounds like when I used to write things when I was like 10 years old. Like at the end, just everything happens and then end scene or ending. What? No.
I find this hard to believe. I'll be real with you.
It does sound hard to believe, but it happened. I watched it in my own eyes.
Oh Lord, for you.
I'm never watching. When I get to Secret Invasion episode, I'm like, oh yeah, I already talked about Secret Invasion so much. I'm just gonna. I'm just gonna go more in depth into why I don't like this goddamn show. It's stupid ass show. But yeah, when it comes to that time, I just already argued so much about this show because it's been on the back of my mind for so long. I did talk about it. Yes. So going back to holiday special, to my long tangent. Okay. So Unlike Secret Invasion, this was actually good. Everything about this, like Secret Invasion, I'm gonna use it to circle back to this. Everything here works so solidly. It's outstanding how good this is and the potential this has. And I don't know, I kind of hope to see more of these short adventures, the Guardians. I don't know about you, but to me, like, these short adventures could work. Especially with, like, the Guardians not being, not probably not going to be in the MCU for a while. Maybe, like, I don't know, a fun hour-long special of the Guardians on a mission. Like a 40-minute special of the Guardians on a mission. I don't know, something like that. That sounds fun.
You're not wrong.
Kind of like the opening scene in Thor Love and Thunder, but in an actual good film. You know?
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm still kind of processing this entire ordeal over the Nick Fury getting away. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell did I listen to? Am I high?
No, I love how you just like said, oh yeah, Nick Fury is a Skrull wife, and he's like, oh yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, not such a story.
It's just that it.
Oh yeah, Nick Fury is a Skrull wife, don't question it.
Okay. It's all right, man. You do you. He fucked whatever the hell he wants to fuck. The alien, tentacle monster, I don't care. He's a one-eyed man. As a cat with that used to have the Tesseract in its stomach, so...
Yeah. Okay. So, unlike like those things, I think that this is a good stepping stone for, like, fun media in the MCU. Doesn't have to be super important, super like big or has to really matter. I think people are kind of blowing it out of the water with that everything has to matter, and I just think that, you know, sometimes some things to level situation is sometimes, you know, good. And you don't have to watch this, of course. I mean, you don't have to watch anything in the MCU at this point. I mean, I doubt Moon Knight's gonna show up in like the next 2 years.
Great.
And it's like, I'm not saying that because I don't want to see Moon Knight again. I'm saying that because, you know, we know what's coming in the next 2 years. I don't see like a Moon Knight season 2. But yeah, I kind of hope to see more of this, and honestly, you know, it makes you feel good, and you know, I like the dance number at the end. You know, that's always fun. The Guardians movies.
Yeah. Honestly, I want to see more of the Guardians, like, gently.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stories to tell, like, with the Guardians. Because I don't know, I don't know if you know this, I it's mostly very well known, but Guardians 1 and Guardians 2 take place almost immediately after each other.
Yeah, like,
they both take place in 2014, so and then we get to see them in 2018 in Infinity War, so there's this big time gap where the Guardians are probably having a bunch of adventures that we haven't seen before. So there's a lot of things you could fit in there. And honestly, that's something I can see happening. And, well, I mean, there's I Am Groot going on right now, which just finished the second season. The second season aired. And that's kind of just Groot at this point. But, you know, there's all of that. I don't know where they rank on that. I don't know where they are on the timeline, but it's definitely after the first Guardians. I don't know. I think it's before, I guess, the post Guardians scene in Guardians. Whenever like the teenage group shows up, I guess. But yeah, I mean, this is just, there's not much to say other than my long canyon spirit. That this is just, like, the Hottie Fish is just a really feel good story, and, you know, it does its job well. It doesn't try to be anything more than it is. It doesn't try to set up anything super big. It just kind of, you know, it exists, but it's nothing like, that thing. It's more like, oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I also want to see more of just these fun little activities they do as for movies.
Maybe if other characters too, you know, there's a lot of possibilities here. And what they did well, I mean, everything. I honestly mentioned it before, but I really did like Kevin Bacon being here. Kind of brought the whole thing together. Also, all the hijinks they get into, especially the scene of Kevin Bacon's house.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't know. I don't know. How old is Kevin Bacon?
How old is Kevin Bacon? Oh, gotcha. Let me fact check real quick.
I got it here. He's
65?
He's 65. He's 65. And that means he's a senior citizen right now. But he wasn't when it was filmed.
My boy is like Jim Carrey.
He was in X-Men First Class. I didn't know that.
Damn.
He's been in Marvel 4. Okay. Why can I check his filmography? Yeah, there we go. Filmography. Where is it? Who did he play? In
X-Men who did he First play?
Class. I don't. Let me see.
It was an X-Men.
Sebastian Shaw, which is a villain that can absorb energy from the roster. Okay, well, there's that. And then he played himself in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he has two roles, supervillain and himself.
Yeah.
Honestly, just really, really good. The hijinks is funny. The feel good moments are do in fact make you feel good. And just honestly, it's a fun time, man. And I think it's one of those things, like, it achieved the same status, the same like achievement that World by Night did. Where now, you know, I feel like I could include this in like a playlist, like a movie playlist for like Christmas movies.
Definitely.
Like how I could include World by Night in like a Halloween movie watch along, you know? Like, it's not really connected to the MCU. I mean, the Guardians are very popular, so it's not like nobody's gonna know who they are. But you know, it's disconnected enough. You don't have to watch anything before it or after it or anything like that. So honestly, it does its job well. And That's all it really doesn't have to do. And that's why, for me, putting to ranking, it is an A tier. So, Dragon, what do you think? What would you put in the ranking for this?
Ranking, likewise, I would put an 8 because I generally had fun watching the movie and it made me laugh a lot.
Okay, I've been forgetting to do this for a while. Would you like to update your tier list? I don't know if you watched, because this is here. Like, we used to do this a while ago, but I've been forgetting to do this because there's so little Marvel episodes coming out. So, currently, if you want to update your tier list of anything that you've watched in the past, like everything before a holiday special, you currently haven't ranked Thor, WandaVision, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, Hawkeye, Spider-Man, Moon Knight, Doctor Strange, Miss Marvel, Thor, like Doctor Strange 2, Miss Marvel, Thor 4, She-Hulk, World by Night, and Black Panther. Have you watched any of those?
Have I watched any of those? Yeah, I've watched most of those movies. And honestly, you can't really rank those most of those movies because they're good.
I mean, like, okay, I put them in the ranking because I have them here unranked. I want to know your ranking, how they compare to everyone else.
So how do they compare to? Did I watch what?
So starting off, did you watch Thor? The first Thor.
Thor: Love and Thunder. Oh, the first Thor. Yes, I did watch that.
Where would you put it?
Like, where would I put it?
Okay, but just for comedy, when we make the, I don't remember if you remember, but when we make the tier list episode for with you and another one, Rack Comedy, by that point you didn't watch up to like, I think it was Hawkeye. No, Eternal. I don't remember. It was somewhere around there. And then like you didn't appear in any of the other episodes, so that's why I don't have them ranked to you, because you never were there and you never like gave your opinions. That's why I have them. So
it's fine. But so overall, I can't really rank most of those movies because some of them were actually good. Though Thor and any of those like low quality ass movies, where the entire plot just did not make sense at all, I would move it to something lower.
So did you refresh on the rankings?
They guess they like what?
Do you want to refresh on the rankings? Because thing is, I don't have them ranked. Like I don't. Go for it.
Throw me.
Like I don't have them ranked. I don't have them on a rank. So it's S for like amazing, but peak Marvel. A for great. B for good. C for decent. D for bad. F for awful.
What? Okay. So let's start rating it. Come on, let's do it.
Okay. I'm gonna start out. Did you watch the first Thor?
Did I watch the first Thor? Yes, I did watch the first Thor.
Okay, where would you put it? S, A, B, or C, D?
From what you remember. Deadass.
If you don't remember, anyway, what?
No, I mean, like, deadass, like a D tier, like a solid D.
Okay, so that's pretty bad.
Apparently, you have
to say Thor the Dark World. You really don't like Thor.
I know none of the Thor movies except Ragnarok deserve to be in a higher spot. So, do that.
So next up, WandaVision. Did you like finish WandaVision?
Did I watch WandaVision? Hell nah.
Okay, moving on. Black Widow.
Also didn't watch it.
Shang-Chi.
Oh, I did watch it. That movie was an S tier.
Oh, okay. That's like the general consensus for Shang-Chi.
Yeah, it's an overall really nice movie.
Let me just type it out. I keep track of this. Rings. I don't know why James copy pasted it. Okay, moving on. Wait. Eternals.
No.
You didn't watch it? Okay.
No, I mean, it just does not deserve to be in the board in general.
Okay, so that's tier. Got it.
Now, what do you mean S tier? Nah, get that crap out of there. Get that crap out of there.
Yeah, I said F tier.
Oh, you scared me for a second.
No, I'm not panicking because we put awful things in S tier. Okay, so I'm guessing F tier because you don't even want to put it up there. We can agree on that. I agree with most of you on the F tier pick, except for Homecoming. You have Captain Marvel Eternal. You have Homecoming, Captain Marvel Eternal on F tier.
Yep.
Okay, Hawkeye, the show. Okay.
Hawkeye, the show. Okay, that one I didn't really watch.
Okay, Spider-Man No Way Home. That's not what you watch. Spider-Man No Way
Home. No Way Home. Oh shit. Fun turn off. No Way Home. I gotta thank you real quick. Decent. It was decent. Okay.
So C tier.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for C tier. C tier B.
Wow. Okay, that's the first like time I've seen No Way Home being on a lower rank than like S. I'm not joking. Everyone else has put No Way Home on S tier, including me.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone has their own opinions, I guess.
It's very interesting. And you like Farmer Home better than No Way Home, really? Okay, whatever. Yes. Moon Knight? Yeah.
B tier.
D tier. Wow, okay.
B. I said B.
Oh, B. Okay. What's next? Doctor Strange 2.
Doctor Strange 2? There's a second one?
Yeah, Multiverse of Madness. Oh, wait, you didn't watch it?
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna go with D tier. It was a weird ass movie. Yeah, D tier. It was a weird ass movie.
Okay, Miss Marvel.
I'm gonna go with a decent C tier. Yeah.
Okay. Thor: Love and Thunder. Okay.
Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
B. B. I'm just here to scare you. It was a gently F tier. I did not like the movie. Yeah, I did not like the movie.
Okay. I'm like, no, because you scared me because Pancakes has Eternals on B tier.
Eternals? Like,
that ass? Eternals. And Love and Thunder.
Ew.
I was scared because you, because it's not my first rodeo with, like, bad movies high up. Okay, finishing it off. Shield, Attorney of the Law.
What?
The Shield show.
Oh, the No. Just no.
Okay, you didn't watch it? No,
I didn't watch it because it gently sucks.
Okay, Robot by Night.
No. I did not watch it.
And I think you did watch it. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever, that was actually a good movie. So, A tier.
Okay, got it. That's not sick. That's the ones you haven't ranked, or both the ones you haven't watched yet, are WandaVision, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Shield, and Robot by Night. Okay. So that was it. That's all I have to update right now. So, yeah. Finishing off, yeah, A tier for both of us on a holiday special. That's the wrong thing. That is the wrong thing. Yeah, okay. Hey, whatever. So, yeah. Because that's just the Guardians of the Galaxy is holiday special is a great film, and you should really watch it. So yeah, that's it for Phase 4. We are finally moving on to Phase 5, which will be easy to catch up on because there's only, five projects.
Yeah, it was like, it was a bit.
Yeah. Phase 5 hasn't gone the best, but we'll definitely catch up on Marvel hopefully very soon. And, yeah. So, now comes the part where we plug everything. So, yeah. Podcast. If you're listening to this on Spotify, go to the DA Entertainment YouTube channel. There's a hyphen between the D and 8. That's where we post all the videos. If you're listening to this on the YouTube channel, go to the Video Fake Podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on Twitter at @media_FA and @DAEntertainment with the E at the end. And for me, it's Mercury S Cheese on Twitter, @MercurySCheese on Twitter, and @MercurySC on YouTube. Dragon, do you have anything you want to plug? Like any YouTube channel?
Nope.
Social media? Nope.
Nope. I don't dabble in that kind of sorcery.
Okay. Fair enough. But yeah, that's about it. So, Tomorrow, next time is Quantumania. We're back in the garbage again.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so yeah, so Dragon's here, goodbyes.
Bye, goodbye. That's all I gotta say for goodbye.
And yeah, that's about it. See ya.